Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Monday morning. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just...
checking
in on those beautiful vibes this morning. June 30th, thank you guys for tuning in. All of our friends are weighing in. Let's let them in, Breeze. Who's here this morning?
Here. We have so many friends that want to be a part of the show, and you can be too. 585-252-9800. Megan is here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this Monday morning, and I'm very excited because this week is a short week because of 4th of July. Yes, it is. Love that moment for you.
We're all very excited about that 4-day work week.
Yes. I mean, listen, I don't know what it is, but there used to be a time in my life where 4th of July was my...
Your Christmas.
Christmas, my favorite holiday. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's just maturing and getting older, but it's just not... It's not that important to me anymore. Like, I was trying to talk to my girlfriend yesterday of like, what are we doing? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, I have the boat. She's like, we could. I'm like, what?
There's no excitement. You're just not excited.
I wouldn't miss the boat if my left arm was off my body.
Yeah, so. There's not a lot of excitement behind it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that does have to do with you growing up and just having a lot more responsibility in things you have to do. And it's just, it doesn't become, you know, the first thing on your list that you're thinking about.
No, it's just
you
not.
You need a car. Yeah. Okay, there's things you need to do. There's things you need to buy. And 4th of July, you just haven't been thinking about it. That's understandable.
I know. But whatever, it's fine. I'm excited. We'll make the most of it. Who else is here? We have Stephanie weighing in. Stephanie says, good morning.
What's up, Steph?
Vibes are high because I had a great weekend and I'm feeling refreshed. Oh, we love that moment for you, Steph. And Amanda's also here. She says, hey, Moose. Hey, Breeze. Vibes are high. I went and house sat and dog sat this weekend, and it was a good break from reality. It's nice to pretend that I actually own a house.
Yeah, good for you, Amanda.
Keep pretending, because you're not getting one anytime soon. Respectfully, of course.
That's so nice of you. God, jeez.
I'm sorry.
Crushing dreams on a Monday morning. That's wonderful.
Someone's gotta
do it. Anyone start watching season 3 of Squid Games? I was very excited to start that on Friday night.
Isn't that like not even in English?
It's Korean. But it was like one of the most watched Netflix shows of all time.
Yeah, I can't do the dubs.
I don't do the dubs.
You just read it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Well, I can't read, so.
I want to hear their actual acting in Korean. I want to listen to it in English.
No, thank you.
I did that with someone once a long time ago. They're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm watching the show. Like, you're not dubbing it into English? I go, no. They're like, oh, I can't do this. I don't put this. I just watch and read the subtitles, and I want to hear their actual acting in Korean. God, it's such a good show. It's so messed up, though. It's so messed up. Usually a show like that, when I shut it off before bed, I have to like drink a glass of warm milk to calm me down. It's you're so stressed.
We should talk about that maybe tomorrow. Watching shows that like genuinely make you upset, because I am currently watching Ginny and Georgia, and I'm massively depressed every time I turn it off.
Yeah, but like, you can't not watch it. Well, you're already invested.
Yeah. My girlfriend's like, this isn't making me really sad. I'm like, yeah, same. She's like, should we stop? I'm like, can't.
That was me every time I watched Breaking Bad. That show was so intense and so, like, the stress levels were through the roof.
What is wrong with us?
I'm like, oh, man.
That must mean there's something really wrong with us.
Yes, but I don't feel that way when I watch, like, a true crime documentary about murder. I find that to be very soothing.
Sure.
All right. Coming up.
Yeah, we're really screwed up.
Vibes are up, though. I had a really nice weekend. Hosted an emceed a charity event yesterday for the Eide Golf Tournament. This was their third annual. Raised a lot of money for the Parenton Food Pantry and all the things. And it was just a really great turnout. So I was happy to be a part of that. And then also, thank you to our friend Tommy Bechtold.
Yeah, we had a really nice time on Saturday. We were at Comedy at the Carlson. We were a special guest on Tommy Bechtold Tonight, which was a show that he put together. He was celebrating 8 months sober, which was really cool. And we just love Tommy. He's a friend of the show, fan of the show. And it was really cool to be on stage with him and support him in that.
Yeah, we had a great time.
So
coming up, the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester showcased their new house-to-home mobile medical unit. It hit the streets and it opened itself up an innovative field yesterday. We'll tell you what it's doing and why it's already helped so many families right here in the 585. Coming up next.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music
station. 98 PXY. PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. The Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester showcased their new house-to-home mobile medical unit yesterday at Innovative Field. And I got to tell you, this thing is pretty cool. We've been partnering with Ronald McDonald House for years. We love the work they do here in the community. And the Ronald McDonald House, for those that aren't that familiar, they work with local hospitals to support families of children with serious illnesses or injuries, and they provide a home away from home. So right now, accessibility remains a challenge. There's a 20% no-show rate, which means the children aren't able to get back in for care. Mm. And the CEO says our goal is to reduce that significantly within the first year. So the new medical unit, a first for Ronald McDonald House Charities, brings medical care directly to the patient's home, because a lot of families would miss their follow-up appointment.
Yeah.
So with this vehicle going straight into their homes, they can make sure that the child continues their care. And they're seeing their physician on a regular basis, and they're not losing out on any of those supports services that they actually really, really need. But Amy Hall, Senior Director for Grants and Institutional Giving at the RMHCR, said appointments in the mobile units are designed to be just like regular in-person visits. So the medical mobile unit features ADA accessibility, there's Wi-Fi, and then they provide meals for patients and families. So the mobile medical unit launched in April. It's already served way more than a dozen families right here in the Rochester area.
I think it's great. I mean, listen, there's so many like mobile units now when it comes to medical that, I mean, I can't believe we've gotten to this type of technology. Trillium has one for testing. I think it's U of R has one for mammogram, the mammogram mobile. So it's really cool that these are in and around our city for people that maybe don't have a car to go
get. Oscar Mayer Wiener has one.
Right. Yes, of course.
Which, by the way,
biggest wiener I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God. Like, you wouldn't believe.
I know. I should probably.
You saw it, didn't you? Did you go?
I should probably post that video. Yeah. I did it a while ago.
I think it was like located in the Tops parking lot. We're all trying to find it.
Yeah, I got it.
They don't offer the same services as the Ronald McDonald House.
It's different.
However, they're cool vehicles. I will give them that much. They are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of cars and vehicles, Breezy, this is a big deal. So for those of you who don't know, last week Breezy's car officially crapped the bed.
Well, we don't know that for certain, but 95% sure. I'm still waiting to hear the diagnosis. I'm holding out hope for that 5%.
But if it is the transmission, you're done, right? You're
correct. So it's time to get a new car, go car shopping, and my girlfriend and I were talking yesterday about the kind of car that I want and what's going to happen with that. And what she said to me was one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard in my entire life. But with this show, I feel like, what's our old saying? You're never alone. So I'm wondering if anybody else has dealt with this for themselves or a spouse saying this to them. I'll tell you exactly what she said. And if you agree, coming up next.
Will be.
Yeah. PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Last day of June. Breezy's car crapped the bed last week. She's trying to figure out how to handle that situation. Is it the transmission? If so, you're not going to bother fixing it.
No.
No. I mean, we've had too many problems already.
Yeah.
So this week, there's one goal and one goal in mind, and that's to try and find a new car.
Yeah. I have something in mind. And it's something that I have thought about for a while, like even driving my car when it was fine. I was
right.
Like, if anything were to happen to my car, my next car will be a Honda HRV. I like the way they look. I think they're the perfect size. And that's what I want. A white Honda HRV.
It's a good size for you. It's definitely, it would be an upgrade from what you're driving now.
Never had like an SUV style car, always drove a sedan. So it would definitely be, an upgrade, and it would make me feel, and everyone around me, feel a little bit safer.
Safer, yeah, sure.
So I'm on the hunt, and I'm going to go test drive a car today.
All right, Breeze, get that new ride at Ide.
No, fully.
And by the way, with an SUV, you're not going to have to constantly in the wintertime put snow tires on it.
Right.
They're all seasonal.
So I'm very excited for that. So I'm going to go test drive a car today at Ide. And my girlfriend said to me last night something very interesting. Something that made me tilt my head a little bit. She said, I'm happy for you and you getting a new car and everything, but the next car I get has to be a Honda. I go, what?
Why?
She goes, I just like the way it looks in the driveway. So we have to drive the same type of car, the same brand of car. And I'll conform to whatever you get. But I like the aesthetic of the way the two cars that are the same brand look in the driveway. They don't have to be the same model, but they have to be the same brand. I'm like, you're actually a whack job.
You don't have a driveway now.
We don't even have a driveway.
You park in a parking lot.
We don't have a driveway. She goes, but we will eventually. I go, I don't think we will.
So it would be crazy if there was a Honda parked next to a Subaru.
She said absolutely not.
Does she drive a Subaru now?
No, she drives a Ford. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, I'll get the next step above.
She's going to try and one-up you.
What you are getting.
Wait, but...
Again, I don't even have the car yet.
She's just going to get a Honda, though. Let's say you get an HR-V. She's not going to get an HR-V, right?
No, she said she'll get, like, the next model above whatever that is. But it has to be a Honda for the aesthetic of how it's going to look in the driveway.
I don't think anybody gives a crap.
That's what I said. I was like, I don't think that's a thing.
The only thing you need to worry about is if you back in, you got to turn your wheels to the left so it makes the car look tough. Other than that.
I don't think that's a thing either.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
Not you and Patrice just making up your own rules.
I backed in Sunday morning into a Dunkin' Donut. People thought I was crazy. I was like, you got to back in and then you got to turn the wheels to the left.
No, it's just, it's really strange. So she says to me, she's like, I know you're getting a Honda and like that's all fine and well, but we can only drive Hondas or Toyotas because they're the most reliable cars. I'm like, what is happening here? First of all, I'm going to get whatever car I want. You can follow suit. Also, your car's in perfect condition. You take amazing care
of it. She does take good care of her vehicle.
There's nothing wrong with your car, and you're not going to get a new car for hopefully another 5 years. She's like, I know, but I just can't wait for us to have the same brand in our non-existent driveway. I'm like, all right.
Talk about being your own person.
No.
Can you imagine? Who does this? Guys, who does this?
Okay, maybe it's not cars, like, but it might just be like, you know, aesthetic thing when it comes to matching with your partner of something.
We both had to get this same colored Stanley or Yeti.
Right. Right. So
oh, yeah. So yesterday?
So when we go to bed, it looks cool on our nightstands.
So yesterday, I had to MC a golf tournament yesterday afternoon. And I got to tell you, the husband and wives that showed up wearing the same golf shirt to match was so cringe. So, like, okay, you guys do what you got to do.
So this
what
happens
do I know?
With my parents when they go to weddings. My mom will get a dress.
Like prom? She makes your dad wear the same color
150%.
Tie?
150%. My mom will get a dress and then she'll find whatever color that is and match my dad's tie to it.
But
my mom also...
will buy the tie.
No. My mom also... and this was a one-time thing. Actually, no. She does this all the time. If she's like close to the person who's getting married, like it's a family member or niece or something, she will wear the color of the bridesmaids.
Oh.
I'm like, Mom.
Beth.
You're not in the wedding. She's
why
like,
is she
but
doing
like,
that?
I want to go with the theme. I'm like, oh, okay.
She doesn't need to do that. I can understand where her excitement is stemming from, but that's so not necessary.
But then I think back, going back to the car thing, and I'm like, there are people that are like, oh, we're a Honda family, or oh, we're a Toyota house. Like, I do think that that's a thing. Or if you're like rich, you'll probably be like a Beamer family or an Audi family.
Yeah, there's a couple of neighborhoods, some nice ones I've driven down on, you know, off East Avenue, and the whole entire family owns Cadillacs.
They're all driving
Volvos. They just got a different color.
Yeah. So I guess it's not that far off, but I think that's like rich people stuff. I don't know if people are matching their Hondas in the driveway, but...
That's middle class stuff.
In our non-existent driveway in our apartment complex.
I love it.
I'm like, we don't have a driveway. She's like, but we will. I'm like, at this rate, I don't think we will.
This is couple goals, right?
Couple goals.
Good luck, Breeze.
Oh my God, pray for me.
This would be so crazy if she ended up buying the car before you and then you just went back to your Nissan because they fixed it.
Her nightmare.
Yeah, worst nightmare.
98PXY.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
How many of you were looking forward to your dream vacation where you just take a week off with family, friends, or your significant other? And it was supposed to be a nice time. Turned out it... be the vacation from hell. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Anyone seen the documentary yet on Netflix called Poop Cruise? Oh, it's brutal. I watched this documentary last night.
I need to watch this.
If you haven't seen it, it's a documentary about a Carnival cruise ship. This took place in 2013. 4,000 passengers left stranded after an engine fire took place on the Carnival cruise ship. They're stranded at sea without power or plumbing. And the ship was up to people's ankles in sewage. And I think the worst part about this whole experience for the people on that ship was everyone was given a red hazmat bag to poop into because none of the toilets were working. This was supposed to be the cruise of a lifetime. Women were on their bachelorette parties. Couples were celebrating their honeymoon. Most of the passengers said they just wanted to die. Because it was the most horrific experience they have ever been on.
Take it from me, pooping in a bag, not fun.
No, it's not. You're just speaking from experience. So it got me thinking, what was your dream vacation that turned into a total unforgettable nightmare? 585-252-9800. I was trying to think if I had one, and I'm like, not really. I mean, I've been on one cruise ship in my life. I told you when my parents and the family, we went to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Two of the engines blew. So two of the other islands we were supposed to go to, we never made it. So we just kind of hung out in the cabin and ate cheesecake. Sucked. Like cheesecake and calamari. That's for like a week.
It's a horrible combo. You know, when I was younger, you know my dad fairly well at this point to know that he'll do anything to save a buck.
Big time.
So,
guys, pack your bags. We're going to Florida tomorrow, but we got to fly to Dallas first, down to LA, and then we're going to cross on over. I saved $12 a ticket.
Literally. So, we used to, when we traveled, we used to do the whole rigmarole. So there was, and we would typically go to Florida for Christmas. I mean, we still do. Now we just, you know, fly direct from Allegiant or Breeze or one of them.
Yeah.
For cheap. But when we were younger, I think times were tighter. And we were flying out of Philly. So we'd have to drive to Philly and then we'd have to go, or then we'd fly out of Pittsburgh, or
he probably did what he had to do.
And then we'd have to spend money on a hotel. So it's like, what are we doing here? And
or he had more money than God, and he's just cheap.
There was always
no offense, Todd.
A story, right? And like one year it wasn't his fault. One year we were actually flying out of Rochester,
yeah,
and the snow was so bad that they were like, and they, listen, airlines do not do this anymore. Flying back then was a different beast.
Yeah, they'll give you a hotel for the night.
You used to get a hotel. You used to get bumps. You used to get all of it. They used to pay you to not fly. So the snowstorm was so bad, and they were like, we're going to bus you guys, whoever's first come, first serve, we're going to bus you on like a shorter bus to Philly, and we're going to drive you down there, and then we're going to fly you out in the morning. I'm like, what? An airline is doing this. And
it's a short bus, so one of you is going to have to sit in the driver's lap.
Literally. I will never forget. We watched Happy Gilmore the whole way. And the next morning, we flew out, and my dad, like, was fighting with the flight attendant because he, like, we almost missed the flight. It's just, like, it's always a nightmare when we travel as a family, because I just don't think we're prepared. The first thing about, you know, my girlfriend, who I love very dearly, that she is prepared for, but...
Yeah, she gets things ready to go.
I mean, just...
The bags are packed. The alarm is set.
Just this past time when we went to New York, I mean, we walked into the hotel room and there was one king bed. I'm like, where am I sleeping? Like, never prepared.
We've all been in a situation where we planned a dream vacation and it turned out to be a vacation from hell. Back in 2022, my girlfriend at the time and myself, we took a vacation, Sayulita, Mexico. My girlfriend drank the water where she was told not to.
Why would she do that? Why would she do that?
Day two, vacation over. She became like...
She fell ill.
Best friends with our hotel bathroom for the next 48 hours. I've never seen anyone so sick. And I don't know if she drank the water, but in my mind, two things probably happened. She ordered a drink with ice in it, or she accidentally swallowed the shower water. But the poor thing was on her deathbed. Chelsea's weighing in and says, I booked a resort in Jamaica for my boyfriend's birthday. Showed up. They were overbooked. And they upgraded us to a room with no AC and no hot water. We lasted about 2 days. It was so awful.
So that's not an upgrade, unfortunately.
That's definitely not an upgrade.
I feel like sometimes people book these vacations and they get you with the all-inclusive. And is all-inclusive really worth it, or is it just a scam?
I think it's totally worth it.
Really?
Oh, my God. I can drink my weight and whatever you... Whatever you give me. Mark says, hi, guys. I had a similar story. I took my wife to Vegas for our anniversary. Got food poisoning from the hotel buffet on night one. Spent the rest of the trip worshiping the bathroom floor. Honestly, saw more of the bathroom than I saw Vegas. Yeah. Look, I'm sorry. I think a lot of us love a good buffet until you remember it's also like a petri dish of bacteria.
It's also been sitting out for 5 years.
People who sneeze without covering their mouth and 100 people who definitely didn't wash their hands after the bathroom have all been hovering over the same food.
Correct.
That you're scooping onto your plate.
Disgusting.
Is it going to keep me from eating from the buffet?
No. Not at all.
Let's go over to our friend Megan this morning. Vacation from hell. Megan says, I booked an Airbnb in Miami. Looked gorgeous in the photos, but in reality, it was basically a crime scene with palm trees. The entire place reeked of cigarette smoke. And one of the guest bathrooms, one of the guest bedrooms had gross stains all over the comforter.
Yeah.
You got to check the reviews.
I've definitely told this story on the air before, but I was in Cleveland. We were going to see Taylor Swift. This was before Taylor Swift, like, you had to like sell a liver to go see her. We were in Cleveland and we got tickets last minute. So it was kind of a last minute trip. And we didn't know if we were going to stay in Cleveland or drive back to Buffalo because it's only like 2 hours away. We decided to stay in Cleveland and I popped on Airbnb and I was like, let me just find like a cheap Airbnb for the night so me and my friends can go. We got swindled into staying at this, dare I say, like quasi dangerous motel which I would have never picked. But they catfished me. They made it look like this was a loft and it was cute. And then we show up to this hotel. There we walk in the room. There's a slit through the curtain. There's two different headboards and there's stains on the sheets. I'm like, what is happening? I'm Googling like where we're staying. They're like, stabbing last week.
Yeah,
like,
that was their selling point. Ted Bundy used to stay in this room. It's not the red roof in, it's the brown roof in.
So bad.
Thanks for coming. Let me get over to Rich real quick before we wrap this up. Hey, what's up, guys? Nightmare vacation took the family to Disney. Four kids under 10. Day one, 5-year-old had a full meltdown in Magic Kingdom. Day two, wife got heat stroke. Day three, it rained nonstop. $7,000 later, I needed a vacation from the vacation. That's how you know a family today is wealthy. They take the whole family to Disney. $7,000. Come on.
One story before we wrap it up here. One of my first times using Airbnb, I thought I booked a house in Ithaca. It ended up being a room in someone else's house I didn't know. It was awful. They knocked on the door and got me up at 6 a.m. to water their plants. And then they locked the door, which I didn't have a key to, at like 9 a.m. Basically, I had a curfew and I wasn't allowed in past a certain point. What?
Get up. You got chores to do.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
When you're
I know we spent a good majority of the time last news segment talking about the Ronald McDonald House, but the Ronald McDonald House Charity of Rochester was joining forces over the weekend with our favorite, the Rochester Red Wings, for the annual Hits for the House of Fundraiser. It's an event that transforms every hit into hope for families in need. This has been happening since 2022. The event has been supported by McDonald's owner and operators and also a sponsorship through RMHCR. They obviously provide people with families who are facing medical challenges. Moose talked about that last hour. But this event was really cool. It was a awesome time for everyone to come out. This year they introduced a new feature, which Moose talked about, the medical unit, and they raised more than $120,000 just this year alone for this non-for-profit.
That's
what's
up.
Need. And I'm loving that the fact that the Red Wings were involved.
I mean, what are they not involved in?
No, literally.
The Red Wings do so much for this community. Dan was in the studio on Friday and I told him, I'm like, with the promotions you guys do and the volunteering, I mean, give me one promotion that you guys have done. It's so hard to pick one that you actually, it means the most to you.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's constantly so much that they're doing and involved in. And we've been partners with Ronald McDonald House for years.
Yeah.
We love the work that they do. And we've always been very close with them and supported their work here in the 585.
Yep.
And it's cool to see that new vehicle that they had come to the stadium yesterday. At Innovative Field.
Yeah.
Really cool. Like the
boy.
We need a PXY vehicle.
No, literally.
I feel so left out.
We do.
They got a mobile medical unit yesterday that they rolled out and they're helping families all over the community.
Yeah. Literally right on the site in which you are at. You don't have to go to the doctor. They come to you. It's like Uber, but for doctors.
Right, because they're saying so many families miss their follow-up appointments, so the vehicle going straight to their home is a huge help.
Right.
Coming up on the show, what happens when the dream of adopting a child turns into a nightmare that you never saw coming? We have a local mom who admits she and her husband cannot connect with the little boy they brought home 2 years ago. Mm. And now they're asking, what are our options? We'll get to this mom's wild message and talk about this coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 83 for the high today. We're having a hard time connecting and loving our adopted son. Did we make the wrong decision? And if so, what options do my husband and I actually have? So this listener asked if she can remain anonymous this morning, and I have a pretty solid idea why. But take a listen to the message. She writes, "Hi guys, honestly never thought I'd be writing something like this, but I don't know where else to say it. My husband and I adopted a little boy 2 years ago. We waited so long for him, jumped through all the hoops, dreamed about the day we'd finally be parents. But I don't know how else to say it. We just don't feel connected to him. We want to love him the way we're supposed to, but it feels so forced. It feels fake. And that makes me feel like the worst human being. He's a sweet kid. He hasn't done anything wrong, but it's like there's this wall we can't break through. I feel more like a babysitter than a mom. And the guilt, it's crushing. Here's the part I hate myself for even thinking. But I have to ask, what do you do when the connection never comes? Is there an option? Can you trade him in? Get matched with another child? I know how awful this sounds. The adoption agency that we have dealt with has given us no options and sometimes won't even get back to us. But maybe someone out there has felt this too. Or are we just monsters? Would love advice. Thank you so much. Can we trade him in? Right. Oh, my God. I doubt anyone has any advice on this one this morning. But just in case. But just in case, 585-252-9800 is the number. I don't know how heartwarming the messages are going to be this morning after this mom just wrote a message into a radio station asking if there are options to trade her kid in for an upgraded model. What do you do in this situation? If anyone listening, all kidding aside, has adopted, did you also ever feel like you were struggling to connect with this new child? How long did it take?
I feel like obviously, yeah, that is a fear that a lot of people have that do go the adoption route. But I also do feel like parents feel that way with their own kids too. Like when they're so small and they're brand new and you're like, now I have this thing that I have to keep alive and take care of. It's hard to connect because you're like, I just don't really know what's going on. I think that you have to give it a little more time.
Well,
if I'm being honest.
And I get it. They adopted this child 2 years ago. That's still probably, it's not a long time. But to ask if...
I think that's really messed up. I can see why she wanted to remain anonymous.
That's what I said. Let's go over to Bonnie, who's on the line. Good morning, Bonnie.
Hi. I'm just calling because I've adopted a child, and she was 3 and a half when I adopted her, and I adopted her from China. Mm-hmm. And things might get tough sometimes, but that's your child. I mean, and that's how you have to think about it. If that was your biological child, you're going to go through some tough times with them, too.
Yeah.
Even a biological child, I have 4 of them. You might not always feel connected to them.
Right.
When they're young, but that's your child. You made a commitment to that child and you have to stick with it. They've not done anything wrong. They're not a terrible child. It's just something you have to get through and just, you need to put in your mind, that's not your adopted child. That's your child.
Right. And I think that's gotta be, did you ever have to have the conversation with yourself that was the case, or were you just all in from the beginning?
No, I was all in from the beginning. And she's a wonderful child. She's 21 now.
Wow.
And she's just been such a blessing. I mean, I can't say things were, she didn't speak any English when I first met her. I didn't speak any Chinese.
Right.
But you still get through it. And 3 and a half is even, obviously, even a little bit older than 2.
Correct.
Or how long they've had them.
Yeah.
But you just have to get through it, and you have to do things. And fake it till you make it is kind of what they say about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And sometimes being a parent, especially in this consideration,
is
the thing that you have to do. But there's no returning the child. That will scar this child for life.
Correct.
I know. I think these people are under the impression that the adoption agency is Amazon Prime.
Right. Like, why?
You signed up for Parenthood. You don't return or exchange a child, you imbeciles. Like, I'm sorry. I feel bad for this kid. You know, I mean, this might be the perfect time for a therapy session. Let's go over to a couple of people weighing in. Sarah says, first of all, you can't trade in a child like they're a used car. The poor kid deserves better. Maybe you just weren't ready to be parents just yet. Michelle from Henrietta writes in, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My husband and I adopted 2, and it took over a couple of years before I felt that real mom connection. But don't make a permanent decision based on temporary feelings.
Right. Like, again, 2 years is, it's enough time, but it's not enough time. You know what I mean?
It's not enough time to really kind of establish a relationship with that child.
Also, they're young.
So, like, yeah, they're kids. I mean, what did you think you were getting into? Can we trade him in for something else?
No.
What?
No.
I was like, come on now.
Absolutely.
Come on. Hey, good morning, guys. Parenthood isn't all sunshine and butterflies. Whether you're biological or adopted, sometimes the bond just doesn't come easy. But you have to fight for it, like any relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can take years sometimes, but that's what being a parent means. I don't think these people are ready to look after a child.
No.
Alia says 2 years feels like forever when you're struggling, but in adoption terms, it's still early. Many families need guided help to build attachment. Please don't quit just yet. Get some help. You'll never regret trying.
Absolutely. I think it's important. I do. Because, again, like Bonnie said, you're going to scar that child. And you're going to scar yourself in the long run. Like,
you can't adopt a child and take care of them for 2 years and then, okay, I'll see ya. But I guess then again, that's kind of what foster care is too. When some of these kids bounce from home to home and they don't get really a chance to establish that relationship with a parent.
Right. But Moose, think about it this way. Like, if they were in foster care, that's one thing. They kind of know what to expect with that. But they adopted this kid, and they're like, finally, my forever home. And then they're like, we're not into this anymore. Like, that's horrible.
No, I know.
They were hoodwinked.
Let me get to one more. This looks like a good message from Pam. It says, hi, guys. I just caught the tail end of this driving into work. Adoption, especially when there's trauma or past instability involved, doesn't always come with that instant love moment we pictured. There is a family therapist in Brighton I can set this woman up with. This situation happens more than people talk about, but there is help. It just takes work. It's not a trade-in situation, but it's not hopeless. Here's my number if you want to pass it along to these parents. Thank you. I will definitely do that, Pam.
This is an interesting text, too. This person says, I have twin girls, and I feel less connected to one of the twins. However, what increases my connection with this one twin is when we have one-on-one time together and do what she finds most fun, and seeing joy on her face makes me feel closer to her and value her more. So maybe, I mean, obviously I think this is a biological situation, but maybe you take that advice and run with it. Like,
so it's true what they say. There are some parents that do play favorites.
Come on. And we all know we are not our parents, so.
They definitely do, as much as they say they don't. They do. You just connected with one child better than the other sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of messages coming in on this one. This is a crazy message, but we had to do it. The mother wanted to remain anonymous. We see why. I mean, she literally asked, can I trade him in for something else? Right. Of course.
Yes, of course.
We're going to take a quick break on this one. And also, Pam, thank you for the phone number. I will definitely pass that along to this mom. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. Be right back.
98 PXY.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Okay, let's let them rip this morning, shall we? 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We're going to clear
the air, baby.
That we are, Breezy. Let's go to our friend Jeff Wayne in first this morning. This says, good morning, guys. Oreos are trash and need to be stopped. They are overhyped. We do not need an Oreo variation of every single snack product and baked good in every single grocery store. There I freaking said it.
Oh, I love Oreos.
You added the freaking.
She's pissed.
I love them too. You know what?
Stop production. Halt it.
Did you see the guy that took a flamethrower to an Oreo?
No.
It took like 90 seconds for it to even melt.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a good product.
Right, I was there. I don't know. That's not.
That's a great product.
That's not the message they were trying to send.
That's that's like when people's cars catch on fire and the Stanley makes it. And then Stanley buys them a new car.
Right. I'm like, what's in that Oreo? Can we send this Oreo to the sun?
Whatever, takes 3 years to digest.
Whatever they're using on this Oreo, can we just wrap a shuttle in it and send it to the sun? Good morning, guys. Calling everything toxic is making people avoid accountability. There I said it. Sometimes you weren't in a toxic friendship. You were just being selfish and got called out on.
Right.
It's so true. Abigail is laying down the truth this morning.
Toxic
Thank
is
you
like,
so much, Abigail.
It's very much so a crutch. Like, that's your perception on things. So toxic. It's like, was it? Or did you just see things differently? That's the biggest question. Let's see. What else is here? This person says, just because you have a kid doesn't mean you have to stop living. There, I said it. All my friends either have kids or are pregnant with kids, and they're like chained to their house. I'm not really sure what's going on. I get it's a lot of responsibility, and you have responsibilities that you need to take care of when it comes to your child, but you can have a night out every once in a while. Period.
That's true, too. Plus, it's a lot easier, too, for us who don't have kids to say that. We don't know. We don't know.
Important for your mental health.
I mean, I'm going to be that person, though, that's still, you know, hey, do you want to go to vinyl? Yeah. I got to bring my son's car seat. Let's go club it up at vinyl, right? You got to bring your kid.
Oh, my God.
Lori says fireworks should be illegal. There, I said it. I don't get how they're sold to the public. The only thing they do is annoy neighbors and scare the hell out of animals. Get rid of them immediately. There, I said it.
I like don't understand when did this shift happen of like fireworks were legal in New York?
Lori sounds like she would be a lot of fun at parties.
Well, not if there's fireworks there.
I don't know. I thought they were always legal.
No, you always had to drive to Pennsylvania to get them.
You still have to do that?
No, there's a one on every corner. There's a tent on literally every corner. I don't understand. I just feel like people just make up laws and rules as we go. It's like
it's a possibility. I think I saw some at the farmer's market that you can buy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's always this weird like circus tent on the corner of 96, and it's like fireworks like, now.
Look at the size of this damn thing for ages 3 and up.
I just feel like people who play with fireworks are just pyros. There, I said it.
Pyrotechnics.
It's just crazy. This person says, wireless charging is ass. It never works.
Oh, with the little disc you got to put the phone on?
Yeah.
I think they work great. You're still using a flip phone. That's why. They're not compatible. Let's go over, I'm going to do mine for today. Venmo request under $5 is psychotic behavior. There, I said it. You chase me down for $2 for the extra dipping sauces I got at dinner. You're not financially savvy. You're exhausting. There, I said it.
Or Venmoing with cents.
Yeah, $2.36.
You owe me.
You couldn't round up.
$47.52.
I'll tell you one better. I'm going to give you $5.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to give you $50.
It's just crazy.
Shannon says the obsession with true crime is low key disturbing you guys. There, I said it. I will never understand how you unwind by listening to stories of brutal murders, and you just sit there while folding laundry, watching it like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We're those people.
We are. I mean, yeah. We're gonna talk about this tomorrow, but watching shows that like genuinely make you sad. I mean, I'm not saying that necessarily for true crime, but it definitely plays a massive role in my mental health. I will say that.
I touched on Squid Games this morning because season 3 came out on Friday, and I was just wondering how many of you, like myself, will finish an episode and you're just stressed to the max.
Yeah.
Like, I need something to calm down. But you can't stop watching it. You're so invested.
You're so invested.
Hey guys, good morning. My husband preheated the oven the other night for 20 minutes to heat up 3 chicken nuggets. He's so annoying. There, I said it. Oh.
Sure.
Some people really do hate their spouse, do they not? And then I'll go over to Crystal, is it? Speaking of Venmo, you guys, I had to do a group birthday dinner over the weekend. And 10 people had to split the bill 10 ways. I don't think we're ever invited back to that restaurant ever again. Beyond annoying and embarrassing. There, I said it.
Keeping in the realm of food, mine for today is this. If you are that person that licks your fingers after every time you eat a meal, you need help. You need a psyche eval. There, I said it. Like, what? Your fingers should never be in your mouth ever past the age of 3. Okay? Okay.
Yeah, so if you're like
an adult and use a wet one.
If you're a dentist or a hygienist, don't be licking your fingers from the Cheetos you just ate before you put them in my mouth.
God, I'm disgusted.
Unless you're very pretty, in which case I got no problem licking the Cheeto dust off of your fingers.
Yeah, we're going to go. Thank you.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Welcome back to the show, PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, Breezy. It's a nice start already. Let's talk about the Ronald McDonald House for a second. They showcased their new house-to-home mobile medical unit yesterday at Innovative Field during the Red Wings game. And I got to tell you, this thing's a beauty. We have been partnering with Ronald McDonald House for years. We love the work they do right here in the community. But Ronald McDonald House works with local hospitals to support families of children with serious illnesses or injuries, for those that don't know. So they provide a home away from home. However, accessibility remains a challenge for them right now because there's a 20% no-show rate, which means the children aren't able to get back in for care. And so the CEO says our goal is to reduce that significantly within the first year. Mm-hmm. So they have this new mobile medical unit, which is a first for Ronald McDonald House Charities. And it brings medical care directly to patients' homes.
Interesting.
Kind of like if you needed a mobile haircut, or that's probably a bad example.
Yeah, but there's a couple other mobile, like, hospital or
they do it for
medical units.
Vets have them. They'll come to you if there's mm-hmm. emergency or something going on with your dog.
Trillium has it for, like, testing and stuff like that when it comes to, like, STD testing or something you need help with, Trillium has you covered with that also.
Oscar Mayer has the Wienermobile if you want a hot dog.
Right. I can assure you they do not give out hot dogs because I've already tried and looked. And then the U of R has like a mammogram mobile, so they do like mobile mammograms as well, which is really cool.
There you go. And there's a lot of families, too, that would miss their follow-up appointment. So with this vehicle going straight to their homes, they can make sure that the child continues their care and that they're seeing their physician on a regular basis and they're not losing out on any of those support services that they need. But Amy Hall, the senior director for grants and institutions, said this is really what this is about. Appointments in the mobile units are designed to be just like regular in-person visits. So the unit also features ADA accessibility, mobile Wi-Fi, can't go wrong with that, and provides meals for patients and families. The mobile medical unit launched in April. It's already served more than a dozen families right here in the 585.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Keep doing you, Ronald McDonald House. We do love you guys. Coming up on the show, why do you avoid telling people what it is that you do for a living? Last night, I was emceeing a charity golf tournament, making small talk. Guy comes up to me, what do you do? Right? Of course, hits me with the classic, what do you do? And I tell him, and it's not what he said to me, it's what he asked me.
Ugh, it's cringy.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me right now. So I thought, what is it that you guys do for a living? But why do you avoid telling people what it is that you do? 585-252-9800. I'll tell you what happened coming up next on the show. Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Does anyone else avoid telling people what it is you do for a living? And if so, why? 585-252-9800. Last night I got the chance to MC a charity golf tournament. You know, and I was making small talk. This guy comes up, super friendly, we're chatting, and he hits me with the classic, so what is it that you do? And I tell him, you know, I work in radio. Without missing a beat, he goes, that's so awesome, man. That's so crazy. Can you get me and my wife tickets for Def Leppard?
What?
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 I looked at him and I said, no. And he goes, how come?
I'm so sorry.
How come? So I tried to politely explain to him that there's limits to what shows, what artists, what labels I can get tickets from. You don't just throw an artist's name out at me from 3 decades ago. And I go, oh, yeah. You know what? I got him right here in my back pocket.
The station.
Yeah, I got him right here. So as soon as I tell this guy, yeah, I probably won't be able to do that, he lost all interest in the conversation, and he walked away.
Also, first time meeting this man?
First time.
Ballsy for him to just be like, so anyways.
I thought so. So now I'm curious. Do you avoid telling people your job? And do you get those awkward, wild follow-up questions the second they find out what it is that you do?
Right.
Text or call us. Let's hear it. Because yesterday, I'm just looking at this guy, and I'm like, I can't believe you're asking me this right now.
I feel like every single career has that weird, punny
everyone
follow-up question that people who are asking said question think they're the first person to ever ask this question. It's like, oh, I've never heard that one before, Johnny. So funny and original. Like if I had a nickel, you know what I mean?
I used to hate coming home for the holidays for the purpose that every single table I had to sit around, it was the same questions every year. So what's going on in LA? In anything I would have seen? I don't know. You're a plumber. Have you crapped in any toilets lately I've used? It's so funny. Oh, look at Kelly texting in here. Good morning, guys. I'm a nurse. And the second people find out, it's like I'm suddenly doing free medical advice at a barbecue. Yesterday, a woman I never met asked me while I was eating if I could look at her weird rash.
That is
a perfect example.
Yeah, I do this a lot with my friends who are nurses or PAs. Like, I will go to them for anything, and they're like, I'm off the clock. Like, it's,
you know,
it's too much. But then again, there are some nurses that never really turn it off. You know what I mean? Like,
they're always on.
Always.
I feel bad. I was this guy. So I'm sorry, Kelly. You know, Duffy down the hall, his wife's a dermatologist. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when I went over there? I was like, do you mind taking a look at this for me in her own kitchen?
You asked Duffy?
His wife. in her own kitchen.
Yeah. I'm like, she's probably... book an appointment, question mark?
I did. I was that guy. It's just, it's hard not to sometimes that I get that because they're right in front of you. You know what I mean? And you can't help. It's like, I'm going to send you an invoice later. Nicole says, I stopped telling people I'm a massage therapist. And I'm sure you can guess why. Yeah, because they want a happy ending.
No one was thinking that, but you always take it too far. No, right. Never. Wasn't even in the realm. You need help. I think one of the big ones that, like, when people tell me they do this as a career, the light bulbs go off in my head when people say they're either a contractor or a handyman or they can build things. I'm like,
wow. Can you hook me up with drywall?
Come through. Like, I have so many murals that need to be hung.
You're going to be insane when you get a new house.
I know.
Let's go over to our friend
house,
Jackie.
Period.
Just a house. Yeah, we wish you well with that. Jackie says, my husband works at a bank and people all the time ask if he can help them get approved for a loan. And most of the time the people asking have a credit score of 500 or lower. Oh, that's so tough. Oh, that's really tough. Yeah. Did I tell you when I was buying my first car?
No.
There was a dude next to me and he was talking it over with the sales guy. And they're like, what's your credit score? And I overheard them say it was like 430.
It's really bad. The one thing that kind of annoys me is when your parents do something and your friends or other people come to you and ask you to be the liaison between them and your dad. This happens with my dad all the time.
What do people ask him for?
So either financial advice, because my dad's a financial advisor, or, hey, can you get your dad out to do my driveway? Because he also owns a seal coating business. So I'm just like, call him, question mark? Like, I guess I can, but there's also like a schedule that takes place.
It is true what they say, though. It's who you know.
I guess.
Let's go over to Jesse. I'm a therapist. I do not tell people unless I have to, because suddenly I'm getting trauma dumps at parties. Like, I'm off the clock and holding a white claw. Yeah. This is not a session, but some people can't help themselves. Yeah, no, I totally get that, Jesse.
Correct.
It's easy for people. They don't think about it. I met a cardiologist the other day. I was at a restaurant. I had a 20-minute conversation with him about my high cholesterol. My dude's like, dude, he's going to have to bill you for this. I'm like, you know what? I apologize. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You're trying to enjoy yourself. It's a Saturday.
The biggest one is like when you run into a lawyer and you know how expensive lawyers are just to even like look at, and you're out to dinner and you're getting free legal advice.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there are some situations that you need to take advantage of because that's just called using your resources and being financially savvy. But not to say it's not annoying. But yeah, what are the top five when people find out we're on the radio? How early do you have to wake up? Can you get me tickets? Are you going to talk about me?
I get that a lot.
I don't really listen to the radio. That's not a question. That's just a statement. And what do you do when you're off?
I did meet
Those
someone.
Are the questions.
I did meet someone for the first time over the weekend. And the conversation went as far as, hey, how are you? It's nice to meet you. And then they followed it up with, are you going to talk about this on Monday? I go,
there was no substance here. I'm so sorry.
Oh, let me go over to Brett real quick. I'll end it with Brett, who says, I'm unemployed, but I don't tell people because as soon as they hear I have all this free time, they're going to want to either hang out with me or date me. This guy's a legend. I can already tell. Brett, I'll hang out with you, buddy.
It's Devin's, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98
PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
We got a message from a mom named Amy who says her daughter, who just graduated, was forgotten about, and now her neighborhood is going to have hell to pay because of it.
No, she might move. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Is she being dramatic, or is she just being a mom?
Listen, I don't know. I think they are interchangeable for sure, but let's get to the message, and I want to know what some of our listeners think. Obviously, with graduation being right now, and it's been many moons since we both graduated, there has been a lot of new developments when it comes to celebrating grads. And I think one of the big ones that I've seen in more recent years is the signs at the entrances of the developments in which these kids live. You know,
yeah, you enter a neighborhood like my buddy and his wife. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids in that neighborhood, but there's a huge sign when you drive into the street listing off all the names of the kids
who are graduating that live within that neighborhood. And that, I mean, I think that's a newer thing. It wasn't a thing when I was in school. But let's get to the message from Amy. She says, hey, guys, I'm trying to remain calm, but if I'm being honest, I'm ready to lose my mind. My daughter is a senior at Fairport, and she has had a less than ideal high school experience. She doesn't have many friends, and for 4 years, she's felt like the odd man out when it comes to just about anything socially. We moved here 5 years ago from out of state, so it's not like she grew up with all of these kids, but she's been in the district since eighth grade. A couple weeks ago, a sign went up that says, congrats Fairport grads, at the entrance of our development that listed every single graduating senior that lived within our neighborhood but my daughter. She was so upset when she saw it, and we simply can't avoid it considering the fact that we come in and out of that neighborhood that we live multiple times a day. She is reminded every single day how she was left out one final time before the end of her high school career. As a mom, I'm ready to lose my mind. I didn't know about it. Nobody asked. Nobody gave me a heads up. If it was a money thing, I would have paid. I would have had no problem. But we aren't super close with anyone in that neighborhood. So is this on me? Am I to blame? What do you think I can do in this situation? I would love to know what you and your listeners think.
Well, right off the bat, we got a couple of text messages from real estate agents saying, list your house.
I'm not even joking.
I'm not even joking right now.
Yeah, that's
dead ass.
Pretty typical.
What do you do in this terrible situation? I mean, could it be worse? Yeah. Look, on the bright side, your daughter's graduating. That chapter in her life, you close the book on it.
Yeah.
She's probably going to do something very successful. I don't know why I picture FBI agent. None of this matters. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's very detrimental in your teenage, young adolescent, early adulthood ages.
You take a Sharpie, you go and you add your daughter's name to the list.
That's kind of it's vandalism at that point. You didn't pay for it.
By the way, how is this safe? Why would you want?
No.
To let
so
everybody
true.
Know where your kid is located with their first and last name. Why are you sharing that information?
Also, like,
I think it's odd. Why would you put that sign up with all the kids who are living in that track?
Every single development is doing it, has done it. And I mean, I don't know.
One of the things I think probably you too, when we graduated, most of the parents for their kids who are graduating and their senior year was coming to an end would just drive through residential neighborhoods with the kids' names like painted on the back of the car window.
Like just married.
Congratulations. Yeah. And you know, the tin cans would be dragging up the street attached to the minivan. It was very special, very exciting.
I think in this day and age, in the world in which we live, publicizing where your 18-year-old is located, not the smartest. I mean, yeah, their last name isn't on there, but any creepo driving by is like, I could hit up this neighborhood and there's 14 underage girls that live there. Let's pop off.
Well, now we know that Tanner Jacobson lives on Troutbeck Lane. Okay, great.
No, I mean, but let's get back to the task at hand. I think it's horrible having gone through something like that. I mean, I didn't personally go through something like this, but having your daughter go through something like this, especially since she's already dealing with this like social anxiety and feeling the feelings of being left out. It's a lot. I mean, the Sharpie thing is, I guess you could, but
yeah. I mean, what are the other options
this
here?
This person says, I would just go put up my own sign right next to the banner, and that way she actually looks cooler because she's not amongst the crowd.
Yeah, and don't just put her name. Use a headshot. Yeah, a headshot with her name underneath.
Headshot, spotlight, streamers, you know, blow it up.
The whole nine yards. make sure the address of your home is also listed on that headshot. People got to know where she lives so she can get full credit.
It's not safe. I think the moral of the story here is for Amy, maybe you dodged a bullet.
Well, you know, I think, all kidding aside, why did they forget this girl's name? Was there something?
Was it like malice? I don't think so. Was it, you know, they're just not in and around the neighborhood enough to even know who lives there?
I just want
to
know.
But I feel like people who are doing the sign should be going door to door and asking for either it's donation. I feel like the people who live in that cul-de-sac or whatever the case may be is paying for this sign. It's not like the school's paying for it, right?
Yeah. How did word get around? Like, how do people normally put the names of all of these kids within the neighborhood up on that sign when you enter into the street? I was like, obviously, there's got to be a Facebook group. There's a letter going out. I don't know. How do you communicate that?
There's a lot of admin. 585-252-9800. For parents who have a senior graduating this year or maybe have in years past and you have done the sign in the neighborhood, who is paying for it? I would love to know. This person says, call the school and ask them to redo the sign. Is it the school's property? It's such a new thing that I don't know. When I was in school, the school used to sell signs that you could put in your front yard just for the person that lived there.
Right.
Also, mine had my last name on it, so kind of weird. Like you said, Moose, it's just publicizing that an underage person lives in this house.
I can understand why Amy wants to get her daughter the credit she deserves. She worked her butt off for 4 years, and, you know, the parents forgot to put her name up on the sign.
Yeah.
You know?
But
at the end of the day, you know, what about the tariffs and everything going on?
Not you minimizing Amy and her daughter's feelings. Not you completely minimizing it.
You know, she graduated, and I think that's the most important thing. So throw her a party like you're already probably going to do.
No one.
And invite not a single person on that street. You want to talk about being petty? You've come to the right place. Trust me on that. Good luck. Amy, thank you so much for the message. I hope this helps.
She goes, you helped 0%.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY. Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
The wheels are coming off today. That's okay. I picked a movie last night that I was like, you know, Breezy has definitely never seen this film. So we're going to go ahead and act out an iconic scene from the film, and then Breezy will go home tonight, watch the movie, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review, where she will most likely score a -3.
Can't wait.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, but chances are nobody knows the name of this film today.
Nobody.
Probably not.
Not one single person.
Not that it's old. It's 2001. Talking about what, 24 years? All right, Breezy. Today, let's see where we're at with this one today. So you and I are in deep conversation.
Okay.
How can I put this? You're giving a seminar, you're giving a speech.
Okay.
And I am in the audience and I don't like anything you have to say. So I'm basically attacking your character.
It's just a Tuesday.
Yes. But I really need you to dig deep in this. Okay.
Okay.
Because you're right away. You're not offended. You're holding yourself with, you know,
what's my, like, tone and, like, diction?
Think of yourself as more of a professor.
Okay.
You're smarter than everybody else in the room. Lights, camera, music. And what's the name of that film for Moosterpiece Theater? Action!
Am I starting? Perfect.
You should.
Love it.
Why don't you go ahead?
If anyone has any questions for me, come on down to the mic. Don't be shy. Yes, you in the back. What's your question?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How much are they paying you to be here?
Excuse me? What's your name, son?
Gerald.
Gerald, I think you're afraid.
Are you telling us this crap so we can buy your book? Because I gotta tell you, That was some of the worst advice I've ever heard.
Wow. You see how sad this is, everyone? Do you see?
Actually, do it with more like more conviction. You know what I mean? Do you see how sad this is, everyone?
Do you see how sad this is, everyone? Look at this schmuck.
You want your sister to lose weight? Tell her fat ass to get off the couch and stop eating Twinkies. And maybe go after field hockey. You know what? Nobody ever knows what they want to be when they grow up. You know, it takes a little while to figure that out, right, Jim?
Do you see this, everyone? This is an angry prisoner. Do you see the fear, people? This boy is scared to death of the truth. Son, it breaks my heart to say this, but I believe that you are very troubled and confused. You're a very confused young man. I believe you're searching for answers in all of the wrong places.
You know, I am. I am pretty troubled and a bit confused. You're right about that. But I think you're the effing Antichrist.
How dare you! Get out of here right now! I am not the devil. You are. How dare you speak to me like that? Get him out of here now. Now! God forgive him!
Cut! She's really left. Okay, great. Breezy, you can come back in. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10 today, I'm going to give your acting 3.
The big finish.
The big finish. Well, you know what? The big finish was okay. I'm going to bump it up to a 4.
Thank you so much.
We got a lot of weird guesses on this one today. A couple people texted in, I know the name of the film. Is it The Green Mile? No. Somebody said Back to the Future. Another person said The Pianist. One person said The Lion King. The Departed is definitely not it. All very wrong answers.
Playing
Alien. No, it wasn't Django Unchained either. This one was Donnie Darko, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. Actually, this was an all-star cast. I felt like everybody was in
you
this
say
movie.
That every week.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, Drew Barrymore, Patrick Swayze. Rest in power. So Breezy, you're gonna go home tonight, you're gonna watch this film, but the movie was made in 2001.
Okay. If
Donnie returns, he finds that a jet engine crashed into his bedroom and he's living in this parallel universe. So he's suffering from mental illness and trying to figure out what world he's really in.
Right. Yep.
He also sleepwalks out of his house one night and sees a giant demonic looking rabbit named Frank. Who tells him the world's going to end in 28 days. So.
This is just me after one too many espresso martinis.
And by the way, Rotten Tomatoes scored this about 90%. So it's a great film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you think all these A-listers signed on to it?
Yeah, that's so true. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, right.
I can't wait to watch.
All right, so that's your homework for tonight. Donnie Darko, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. I can't wait for you to score this tomorrow. Just the most worst score you've ever given it.
Vile.
By the way, can we go back real quick? What is the worst film you scored for Breezy's Big Movie Review? Was it A Walk to Remember? Because there was no walk?
No. You know, my brother used to keep track of all this for me. I think he quit because I stopped paying him. But
Oh, yeah. It was recent, too. We're talking the last couple months.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
Yeah. I gave it like a negative...
Four.
Yeah, it was really bad. But I can't remember what it was. We'll have to go back and I'll ask my brother to go back and listen to all of them.
Yeah.
He will.
Poor guy. He's got nothing to do. Breezy's Big Movie Review coming up tomorrow morning at PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 88 for the high today. The red flag you ignored that bit you in the ass later on.
So tough.
Let's be honest. I mean, we've all ignored a red flag at some point, thinking it's probably fine.
Yeah.
Only to get wrecked by it later. And maybe they casually mention they still live with their ex, or they joke about being terrible with money.
Mm-hmm.
Or you found out they don't believe in using bed sheets, and you stuck around still. We've all been there. So let's hear it. What's the red flag you ignored that came back to bite you? 585-252-9800 to text or call in. The more embarrassing, the better, obviously. I think for me...
I can't even like begin, but keep going.
You can't what?
I can't even begin to describe
all of that. Oh, I'm sure. I think for me, the red flag I ignored was her asking me to move in a month into dating. And I said, you know, it just made, she goes, it just made sense. She had a 3-bedroom condo, told me, why not? We already spent so much time together anyways. And at first I thought, wow, that's sweet of her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we must be on the same page. You know, I was flattered and honestly impressed she even owned a place. But I'm like, nah, that's too soon. Fast forward 6 months. In the 3-bedroom condo, I actually considered moving into later on down the road. Mm-hmm. Turned out it was 6 months behind on HOA fees and 3 months behind on the mortgage.
Oh, that's so tough.
She didn't own it. She was desperately trying not to lose it.
That's why she asked you to move in, because she needed your money.
Well, yeah, that sweet offer to move in for the first month of dating, that was her Hail Mary attempt to split the bills before the place got foreclosed on.
Bye.
I was like, God. Well, I work at a call center, so I can give you $46 a month for the mortgage. Are you sure?
Damn it.
Are you sure you want me to do this?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's crazy. Mine in the realm of living with someone as well. I actually did live with this person. We were dating, and they let their dogs go to the bathroom in the house.
Ew.
So, and I was like, it's okay. Like, this is normal. Me gaslighting myself into thinking it was normal. I was like, oh, no, I'm slipping in piss every time I go to work. What else? I feel like I've dated people who are super messy, and I was like, that's okay. I'll just clean it. And then you get 3 months in, and you're like, this isn't fun anymore. It was cute the first, like, 5 times I cleaned this, and I'm not going to keep doing it. I'm not your maid.
So now that's why, but every person you've ever dated had a dog. That's, you know, I don't know why. That's just how it goes. People have animals.
Yeah, they do.
This is classic. We got a text from Melissa that said, he said all his exes were crazy. And I thought, wow, poor guy. He's just had bad luck.
That's such a red flag.
Plot twist. He was the common denominator.
Yeah, duh.
By month 2, he was tracking my location just in case something happened to me.
Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
I've seen that movie.
We love a safety king.
Yeah, we sure do.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jess says he referred to his mom as his ride or die.
What's going on?
Oh, it's
What's
so...
going on? No, thank you.
585-252-9800. What are the red flags you ignored that came back to bite you later on? Mm. Breezy says the dog thing. Lauren said he told me him and his ex were still best friends and co-parented their dog. I thought it was mature until I found out he was still sleeping over at our place.
Yeah.
For the dog,
for
of course.
For the dog.
For the dog. It's so important. You got to co-parent the dog.
I mean, listen, if little Rufus needs it, that's what little Rufus needs, you know? Oh, it's so bad. There are so many things that you sweep under the rug when you first start dating someone because you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But if I'm being honest, you're only hurting yourself in the long run because you are coming down to their level and pretending you're okay with it, and you're just not. I dated someone who never cleaned their house one time.
Yeah.
And I was doing it, and I'm like, it's okay, like, I'll do it. And then the fifth time, I'm like, the fifth deep clean of the whole place, I'm like, I'm not your maid. What is happening?
You know,
here?
In red flags, it doesn't even have to be with relationships. It can be in regards to a job. Or a boss, or a roommate. Favorite story, your roommate lazy as hell. You asked her to clean her dishes, she threw them all out in the trash. I mean, that story gets me every time.
The toothbrush in the tub bristles down in the bottom of the tub.
Kevin says she didn't wear deodorant. She thought it blocked energy flow. What?
What? Okay.
My friend begged me to run, but I liked her, mostly the vibes, but I do regret everything. Yeah,
well,
if you're not using deodorant.
Those vibes were only there because she didn't wear deodorant, bro. That's the vibes. That's what she said. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, listen, there's a lot of things that people do that some are just, like, annoying, and you're like, can I deal with this? And others are, like, genuinely sociopathic that you need to kind of nip in the bud before it gets too far.
Yeah, and then you have the people that, you know, struggle with commitment, like myself, but I'm not this bad. Emily says he refused to make any plans more than 24 hours in advance. That's extreme, right?
Oh my gosh. This person says, he told me he doesn't have a job currently because, and I quote, he said he's too valuable to hold down a job. He was actually fired multiple times.
Oh, God. Remember the girl
he's
that called
too
in?
Too valuable to hold down a job.
Remember the woman that called into the show, the listener, that said she was dating a guy who said he was an entrepreneur and CEO? He owned a bunch of cars and vehicles, but he was just driving for Uber.
He was an Uber driver.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, God.
He's like, I'm an entrepreneur. She's like, you are literally working for a big man, so got it. Big box corporation. This person says, I worked at a job that said we're a team system. Turns out that means I'm responsible for everyone's problems and jobs as well.
Yeah, no, of course. That makes sense.
We're looking for new rock stars to come join our team. I'm good.
Yeah, if anyone ever refers to you as a rock star, you can make anywhere between $50,000 and $225,000 a year, depending on how well your performance is. Stop applying to those jobs and stop painting over all these red flags with pretty little green ones. You're not Bob Ross. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, guys, listen, stay safe out there.
Keep your head on a swivel.
BXY Mornings. I'm obsessed with Breezy.
Moose is a complete whack job. He's too much.
On the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.